Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We have a really interesting stack of research today. And honestly, we're starting with a problem that I think everyone in the corporate world has felt.
Oh, absolutely.
Even if they haven't quite put a name to it.
Yeah.
It's this paradox of content saturation.
It is the defining headache of the modern workplace. It really is. It's this, you know, this weird situation where we have way too much information, but somehow we still can't find what we need to actually do our jobs.
Right. It feels like we have infinite shelf space now. You can upload unlimited courses to your company's internal learning platform, right? The container is effectively infinite.
But the process to fill it.
The process to actually make the stuff that goes into the container.
Yeah.
That feels like it's still stuck in the 1990s.
That's the disconnect. We've built these massive digital libraries, these learning management systems, but the supply chain for the knowledge itself is, well, it's broken.
It's just too manual.
It's manual, it's slow, and honestly, it's just getting prohibitively expensive to keep up.
So today we are looking at two pieces of technology that are trying to fix this. First up, we have Tovuti LMS, which is kind of the container. A real heavy hitter in the learning management space.
And then you have the fuel for that container.
Exactly. Auto Content API.
And that second one is really the disruptor here. I mean, Tovuti gives you the classroom, but Auto Content API is promising to automate the teacher, the textbook writer, and the video production team all at once.
Their claim in the documentation is that it acts as an industrial engine for content, which, I mean, that's a bold claim.
Industrial engine, yeah. That implies we aren't just tinkering anymore. It implies mass production.
It implies scale.
It does. And that's really the mission for this deep dive. We need to figure out if that's actually true. Can you really automate high-quality training? Or are we just going to end up with a bunch of, you know, robotic noise that employees just ignore?
That is the big question. Because for anyone listening who manages a team or runs training or just feels overwhelmed by how much reading they have to do, we need to know. If we are moving from manual craft to scalable infrastructure.
Or if it's just more AI hype.
Let's find out.
Let's do it.
So let's start with the landscape. We have Tovuti LMS. I went through the specs, and I want to be clear.
All right.
This isn't just like a Dropbox for PDFs. It claims to be an all-in-one platform for learning, tracking, and growing.
It is remarkably robust.
Yeah.
If you look at the feature set, Tovuti is trying to cover the entire life cycle of an employee. You've got onboarding, obviously getting people up to speed.
Right.
But then there's compliance training, the stuff you legally have to do, and even partner enablement and customer education.
I did notice they emphasize gamification pretty heavily, which I'll be honest, sometimes that feels a bit like a gimmick. You know, here's a badge for reading the memo.
It can be, for sure, if it's done poorly.
Yeah.
But Tovuti has something like over 40 gamified content options, badges, leaderboards, certificates. The logic is actually pretty sound.
You think so?
Yeah. If you want people to learn, especially really dry material, you have to make it sticky. You have to trigger a little bit of that dopamine hit you'd get from a video game.
Fair enough. And looking at the technical side, they seem to have the security chops to back it all up. I saw FedRAMP authorized and SOSO 2 Type 2 in the documentation. For those of us who aren't IT security auditors, why does that matter?
Oh, it's crucial. FedRAMP is essentially the gold standard for cloud security, specifically for government use. It's like the bouncer at the club.
Okay.
If you're a government agency or a bank or a healthcare provider, you can't just use any random software. FedRAMP means they've passed a very, very high bar for security. So Tovuti is a secure, feature-rich environment.
So it's a solid platform.
Think of it as a Ferrari of a learning platform.
Okay, I like the car analogy. But here's the catch, and this is where that empty tank idea comes in. You buy the Ferrari, it looks great in the driveway, but Tovuti doesn't come with the gas.
Exactly. Tovuti provides the learning paths and the tracking tools. It creates the environment, but Tovuti does not write the content for you. It doesn't film the videos.
And that brings us to the production bottleneck.
Yeah.
I was looking at the numbers in the source material for traditional content creation, and I genuinely did a double take.
They are steep.
It says outsourcing a single podcast episode can cost anywhere from $100 to $15,000.
Depending on quality, yeah.
And a professional video project, you're looking at a barrier of entry of $3,000 to $10,000 for one video.
And that's usually for one single asset. If you're building a whole course, you might need 20 of those.
So if I'm a training manager and I need to build a 20-module course on, say, cybersecurity, in the traditional model, I'm looking at a six-figure budget just for production.
Pretty much, yeah. You need an editorial team to write the script. You need audio engineers to record it and mix it. You need a video crew. You need a social team. It's four separate teams just to get a lesson out the door.
So what actually happens? Because I know most companies are not spending $100,000 on a cybersecurity course.
They don't.
They just don't do it.
They cut corners. They don't spend the money. Instead, they take a dense 50-page PDF from the legal department. They upload it to Tubuti. Maybe they throw in a few text-based slides, and they call it a course.
Please read the attached manual by Friday.
And then they wonder why engagement is at zero and nobody remembers the password policy 2 weeks later. It's because the format is hostile to the learner.
It's the PDF graveyard. We've all been there.
That is exactly what it is. And that is the specific problem Auto Content API is designed to solve. It changes the equation because it stops treating content as a creative project that needs a director and a microphone.
And treats it as what?
As a data transformation task.
Okay, I want to drill into that. Data transformation. It sounds very clinical. I think a lot of people hearing AI content immediately think of ChatGPT or maybe Google's Notebook LM. Is this the same thing?
It's similar tech underneath, but the application is completely different. Think about Notebook LM. It's fantastic,
yeah.
Right? But it's a consumer tool. You manually upload your docs, you play with it, you're the pilot.
Right. I have to sit there and click the buttons and refine the prompt myself.
Auto Content API is the enterprise alternative. It's designed for programmatic generation. It's an API-first platform.
For the non-technical listeners, can we define API-first in this context? Because that sounds like buzzword soup.
Sure. Imagine a restaurant. A consumer app like ChatGPT is like sitting down and ordering off the menu one item at a time. An API application programming interface is like having a direct pipeline to the kitchen.
So no waiter.
No waiter. Your computer talks directly to their computer. You can order 5,000 meals instantly without ever saying a word.
So it's built for scale. It's not for writing one email. It's for converting an entire library.
Exactly. It's built to run in the background. It's an input-output machine. The input can be almost anything. A URL to your product docs, a PDF of a technical manual, a YouTube video.
And the output isn't just a summary.
No, and this is the key differentiator. It uses what they call recipes to restructure that data. So it takes that raw text and transforms it. It spits out broadcast quality MP3s for audio, MP4s with avatars for video, and structured text for quizzes. It's doing the heavy lifting of format conversion instantly.
So it's alchemy, turning lead PDFs into gold video.
Ideally, yes, that's the pitch.
Let's make this real for people. I want to talk about one of the biggest pain points in corporate training, compliance.
The bane of every HR department's existence.
Right. Tavuti lists compliance training as a huge use case, but let's be honest, nobody wakes up excited to read the new data privacy policy.
Not a soul.
It's usually a dry 30-page document full of legalese.
It's terrible. And it's dangerous because if people don't read it, the company is at risk.
So how does combining Tavuti with this Auto Content API fix that? Does it just like read the legalese out loud? Because that sounds even worse.
No, that would be terrible. Imagine you have that new 30-page data privacy policy. In the old world, you upload the PDF to Tavuti and you force employees to scroll through it.
Yep.
With Auto Content API, you drop that PDF into the system. The API analyzes it and then converts it into a two-person dialogue like a podcast.
Wait, sort of like what we're doing right now.
Very similar. It identifies the key points, the nuances, and it creates a back-and-forth conversation that explains the policy. Or it creates a dynamic audio summary.
So instead of reading the memo at my desk, I can listen to two people discussing the data privacy policy while I'm driving to work.
Exactly. And this connects to a concept called mental availability. You want to be present where your learner is. If your employees are commuting or walking the dog, they can't read a PDF.
But they can listen.
But they can listen to a Tavuti learning path that's been audio enabled.
That's a massive shift in accessibility. But I want to touch on something else mentioned as a source material that sounded, well, honestly, a little sci-fi. Voice cloning.
Yeah, this is where it gets interesting and maybe a little eerie for some. The API has a voice cloning endpoint.
Okay, I have to play devil's advocate here.
Mm-hmm.
How does a company actually use that in an LMS without it getting weird?
It's not for faking things. It's about scaling presence. Think about onboarding. Tavuti is huge for onboarding new hires. Ideally, you want the CEO to welcome every single new hire personally.
Sure, you want them to hear the CEO's vision, their passion.
But the CEO of a 5,000-person company can't record a personalized message every week. They just can't.
And they definitely can't re-record it every time the company strategy tweaks a little bit.
Right, they don't have the time. But with this tech, the CEO records a few minutes of audio one time, just once. The API builds a voice model. Now, the onboarding team can type in the weekly update, and the ATI generates the audio in the CEO's voice.
Okay, but does it sound like a robot? Because we've all heard those bad text-to-speech voices from 5 years ago.
The technology has moved so fast. The reviews and the source material describe the voices as natural, steady, and believable. They are capable of conveying nuance.
So inside the Tavuti environment, the new hire feels like the leadership is speaking directly to them.
It effectively scales the CEO.
Or at least the persona of the CEO.
Exactly. And for a big organization, creating that personal connection at scale is incredibly valuable.
Okay, so we've conquered the ears. Let's talk about the eyes. The source material dropped a massive stat. By 2025, video is projected to account for 82% of all internet traffic.
It is the dominant medium. If you aren't using video, you are practically invisible to a modern workforce.
But we already established that video is expensive. You said $3,000 minimum for a project. So how do we reconcile everyone needs video with video is too expensive?
That is where the explainer video endpoint comes in. This is where the economics of education just completely change. The API can crawl a URL, say, a page of your product documentation, and generate a 60 to 90 second video automatically.
What does the video look like? Is it just like stock footage slapped together?
It's more sophisticated. It includes AI avatars. You can choose a professional woman or a casual speaker. It includes subtitles, synchronization, background imagery. It looks like a produced explainer video.
And these just embed right into Tavuti.
Seamlessly. Tavuti supports multimedia embedding. So now, instead of a text lesson on how to submit an expense report, you have a 60-second video with an avatar walking you through it. But here is the kicker, and this is the part that just blows my mind. The cost.
Yeah, give me the numbers.
A manual video might cost you $300 on the absolute low end. An API-generated video costs roughly 400 credits on their business plan. That works out to about €4.
€4 versus $300.
It's a 98 or 99% cost reduction.
That changes the strategy entirely. If it costs $300, I only make videos for the big annual training. If it costs €4.
You make a video for everything. You can justify making a video for every single lesson in your LMS. You can have 500 videos for the price of 5.
That increases what they call dwell time,
yeah.
Right? People stay on the page longer.
Absolutely. It engages the visual learners. It breaks up the monotony. And because it's automated, if the product changes, you don't have to call the film crew back. You just rerun the API.
That flexibility is key. And speaking of flexibility, I want to bring in a specific case study from the Tavuti side that really highlighted the scale of this problem. Partners in Health.
Yes, this is an impressive story.
So for context, Partners in Health used Tavuti to unify training for 18,000 staff across 11 countries. That's a massive win for Tavuti.
It is. It shows Tavuti can handle serious scale. But imagine the challenge of 11 countries? That usually means 11 languages.
Oh, totally. If you're manually creating content, you have to hire translators, you have to re-record the voiceovers in French, in Spanish, in Hindi. It's a logistical nightmare.
And a financial one. This is where Auto Content API creates what they call instant globalization. The API supports over 50 languages.
So walk me through the workflow. How does a training manager in Boston get a course to a nurse in Peru?
The manager in the US creates the course in English. Maybe it's that data privacy podcast we talked about. They feed that asset into the API. The API automatically transcribes it, translates the text, and then this is the magic part, resynthesizes the audio or video into Spanish.
So it generates a Spanish version of the podcast instantly.
Instantly. And a French version and a Japanese version. Mm-hmm. So Partners in Health can roll out training to 11 countries simultaneously. You don't have that 6-month lag time while you wait for the localization agency.
You're essentially multiplying the value of your content by the number of languages you support without multiplying the cost or time.
Precisely. It allows a centralized team to have a global reach. It removes the language barrier as a bottleneck.
Now, I want to pivot slightly.
Yeah.
Learning isn't just about consuming content, right? You have to prove you actually learned it.
Right, you need assessments.
Tavuti emphasizes that. Can the API help, or is it just for making media?
No, the API is actually very clever here. It's not just for consumption, it creates assessments too. It has a specific capability for quiz generation.
How does that work? Does it just pick random words?
It's smarter than that. It analyzes the input text, say, that technical manual again, and it generates a quiz with questions and answers based on the material.
Which is a huge time saver. I've written multiple choice questions before. Trying to come up with the fake wrong answers, the distractors, is actually really hard.
It's so tedious. The AI does that for you. And think about the synergy with Tavuti. You use auto content to generate the podcast. You use auto content to generate the quiz about the podcast. You import both into Tavuti.
So the learner listens and then immediately takes the quiz.
Exactly, to test retention. And Tavuti tracks the score. It closes the loop.
It closes the loop with zero manual effort from the instructional designer.
They become the architect of the course rather than the bricklayer.
I like that distinction, architect versus bricklayer. Okay, there's one more feature I want to touch on. This one feels the most future of work to me. The deep research capability.
This is for when you need to keep content fresh. One of the hardest parts of managing an LMS is that courses go stale. You build a course on market trends, and 3 weeks later, the market has changed.
Right, and nobody goes back to update it because they're too busy building the next course. The LMS just becomes a library of old news.
Exactly. Auto Content API has a feature called recurring research. It uses what they call deep research agents. These aren't just summarizing text you give them. They actually go out and scan the web.
They have live internet access.
Yes. They scan news feeds. They look for new competitors, new trends. And you can set this up on a schedule, say, every 24 hours.
So let's play this out. I have an employee training track on competitor analysis.
Okay. You set up a recurring research task. Every morning, the API scans the web for news about your top five competitors. It synthesizes that into a daily briefing. It can generate a PDF, or even better, a five-minute podcast summarizing the day's news.
And because auto content is API first, and Tavuti integrates with enterprise systems,
you can hook this up using a tool like Make.com or Zapier. The API finds the news, creates the podcast, and uploads it directly into the Tavuti course. It is headless content production.
Headless.
Meaning no head, no human oversight required for the execution, no human clicked a button. But when your sales team logs into Tavuti in the morning, there's a brand new episode waiting for them about what the competition did yesterday.
That is incredible. It turns the LMS from a static library into a live newsroom.
A live newsroom without the overhead of a newsroom staff. That is the power of automation.
It really seems like we are looking at a fundamental shift here. We started this conversation talking about that empty classroom problem.
And we've seen that Tavuti provides a fantastic classroom. It's secure, it's compliant, it's gamified, it's the perfect container. But Auto Content API provides the infinite fuel.
It solves the economics of production.
Completely. It removes the excuse of, we don't have the budget or the time to make that training better.
That excuse is gone. If you can produce broadcast quality audio and video for pennies, the expectation just shifts, right?
It has to. It's no longer acceptable to just provide a PDF.
It's moving from manual creation to automated transformation. You take what you already know, your internal docs, your manuals, and you transform them into something people actually want to consume.
And you do it at scale, globally, instantly.
So here is the big question I want to leave everyone with today. We've talked about audio, video, avatars, clones. If you can generate a personalized podcast-style lesson for every single employee based on their specific needs for pennies, why would you ever force anyone to read a generic PDF again?
It's a great question. We might be witnessing the end of reading for work, replaced by a new era of listening and watching.
Something to think about next time you're staring at a 50-page compliance manual. That's it for this deep dive. We'll catch you on the next one.